Jesus, it really is a mixed up, muddled up, shook up world. There is so much beauty. There is so much love. There is so much of enormous worth in the world, and yet there is so much pain and suffering. And we think of the gospel, we think of your commandments to love God and to love one another. And it sometimes seems such a simple thing that if only we did that, if only the world did that, what a fantastic and transformed place this would be. And yet we are flawed and we are broken and we struggle. We struggle to love ourselves, we struggle to love each other. And we seem to find it much easier sometimes to find the differences, to build ourselves up by fostering divisions and saying how we are not like others. Lord, we pray for the war-torn and the strife-ridden areas of our world. I guess one way or another we almost pray for the entire world under that banner. We pray for areas so ravaged by conflict. We pray for the Middle East. We pray for those currently falling victim to the IS and to other similar groups. And we pray for those people in IS. In other organisations, we pray, Lord, that your Spirit would reach out and touch them, would melt their hearts, would turn their eyes to you. We pray for all the situations in the world where violence is done in the name of religion, where terror and hurt and pain and destruction are brought about by people claiming to do it for you, one way or another. We pray, Lord, that you would heal us as individuals, you would heal humanity as individuals and as a collective. That Christ's atoning sacrifice, that the victory over death and sin that has been won would just pour out across the globe. I don't know how, I don't know when, but we know that you have said that a new heaven and a new earth will come to pass when all will be made well, when there will be no more suffering and no more pain and no more tears. And we pray, Lord, for that time. And we pray that you would use us in whatever way, large or small, in our situation, to be agents of that change, of sharing your love. Amen. One of the things that struck me afresh through some of these services and through recent reading is the way that when Christ was mocked by the Roman soldiers shortly before the crucifixion, when the crown of thorns was placed on his head and the mock royal robes put around his shoulders as they beat and spit and mocked him, that in a weird, perverse, topsy-turvy way, they were actually, well, giving him the inverse of his due in one sense, but recognizing something that was true, that Christ is king. He is powerful. He has a glorious crown. And one of the, obviously again a bit of an artistic impression, but one of the things with the prayers and the laurel leaves sort of symbolises the way the crown of thorns, and through the crucifixion and the resurrection, becomes a laurel wreath to the victor, as Christ won the victory over death and set us free, which is a good thing. So that was something that has stuck with me throughout this series. And another thing that's really sort of struck me this evening, with the power and the kingdom and the glory, not in that order, being God's forever. We kind of know that as head knowledge, and sometimes I think I glimpse it as heart knowledge, but not always. It's a bit theoretical. And you look at the world, if you're like me, you're probably a bit cynical, a bit negative. And there's a lot wrong, and there's a lot broken. There's a lot wrong and broken in me, in my immediate situation, in the country, in the world at large. And you think, God's got the power and the glory, and that's all very well, but flipping heck, look at disease, look at death, look at war, look at people. But there's so much that does demonstrate God's glory and power. Just the sunlight in the evening, the beauty of nature, the simple acts of love and kindness that people perform for each other. And just because stuff is messed up in places, that doesn't undermine that truth. And I'm sort of reminded of thing. I think it must be a human thing. I'm sure it, well, I know it's not just a me thing, because I know at least one other person here tonight for whom this is true. But the way that you can be told 100 really nice complimentary things, and then somebody comes up and says, you know that thing you did? That was a bit rubbish. And the thing you take away is not the 100 complimentary things, it's the fact that someone said it was a bit rubbish and they didn't like it, or they took issue with something. And this isn't a plea for you to be nice to me after the service. And it only takes one tiny negative thing to undo a lot of the good, positive things. And I think it's good to remind ourselves that God is good, that Christ is King, that the kingdom is God's, the kingdom is now and is also coming, and that the power and the glory are God's. All of the glory in the world is God's, and everything rests with Him. And if we focus on the good things, we don't have to deny the bad things, but maybe I need to get a fresh perspective. Probably brought home as well, listening to the radio in the car this week. There was a bit, apparently optimists earn on average £2,000 a year more than not optimistic. So that's really bad news for me. He said, not optimistically. But it is weird things like that. I'm sure there's absolutely no correlation between those stats. But again, perspective, it makes a huge difference. So God, the kingdom, the power and the glory, they are His. And in Christ we are heirs of that. And we are God's people. We are the citizens of His kingdom. And I guess it behoves us to share a bit of that around in our daily lives. Before we sing our last song, I just want to read another quite significant chunk from Revelation. And then after the service, if you would like to receive prayer ministry, David Penrose will be available in the corner on your right, my left. But equally, I'm sure that anyone here would be glad to pray with you if you want to, either to give thanks or for situations where you're struggling, because they happen. That is life. And God is with us in the good and the bad. And for that, we give thanks.
So from Revelation chapter 4, kind of coming full circle to the opening song. After this I looked, and there before me was a door standing open in heaven. And the voice I had first heard speaking to me like a trumpet said, "Come up here, and I will show you what must take place after this." At once I was in the Spirit, and there before me was a throne in heaven with someone sitting on it. And the one who sat there had the appearance of jasper and ruby. A rainbow which shone like an emerald circled the throne. Surrounding the throne were 24 other thrones, and seated on them were 24 elders. They were dressed in white and had crowns of gold on their heads. From the throne came flashes of lightning, rumblings and peals of thunder. In front of the throne, seven lamps were blazing. These are the seven spirits of God. Also, in front of the throne, there was what looked like a sea of glass, clear as crystal. In the centre, around the throne, were four living creatures. They were covered with eyes in front and in back. The first living creature was like a lion. The second was like an ox. The third had a face like a man. The fourth was like a flying eagle. Each of the four living creatures had six wings and was covered with eyes all around, even under its wings. Day and night they never stopped saying, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come." Whenever the living creatures give glory, honour and thanks to him who sits on the throne and who lives forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before him who sits on the throne and worship him who lives forever and ever. They lay their crowns before the throne and say, "You are worthy, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honour and power. For you created all things, and by your will they were created and have their being." I don't understand all of that. There are books on Revelation and prophecy and ecstatic writings. But yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. It would be good and appropriate to close by just sharing the Lord's Prayer together, in whatever form of words you can remember, your age when you learnt it, or maybe even if I'm a super quick remember, there might be some on the screen. But if not, I apologise if I go very old fashioned on you. So, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Forgive us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Despite getting confused between my versions. Prayers just to send us on our way. Go into the world, dance, laugh, sing, and create. We go with the assurance of God's blessing. Go into the world, risk, explore, discover, and love. We go with the assurance of God's grace. Go into the world, believe, hope, struggle, and remember. We go with the assurance of God's love. Thanks be to God. And may the love of God enfold us. May the grace of God uphold us. May the power of God set us free to love and serve all God's people. And now to God, who by the means of the power working in us is able to do so much more than we can ask or even think. To God be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus for all times, forever.